Hey guys, welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. I am so glad you are here listening with me. So today the topic we are going to be talking about, and this was actually a requested topic, is worrying about the number on the scale. How do you not worry about it? Should you be worrying about it? All of that good stuff. If you have any other requested topics that you want me to discuss, feel free to just reach out to me on my website, masteringmindconnection.com. So I will just share with you, honestly, my battle with the scale. I'm going to be totally honest. I've been battling with the scale since I was 13. And the reason for that is the way the scale was looked at in my family and the way society was in the early 2000s is totally different to what it is now. Early 2000s was Britney Spears, low-rise jeans, Paris Hilton, you know, everyone was, you know, 90 pounds. Everybody wanted to wear low-rise jeans. I don't know why. And everybody wore a vest on top of a t-shirt. So those were some interesting times, but my first experiences with the scale were my mother used to take me to the gym with her when I was a freshman in college and stuff. I mean, a freshman in high school. And, 13, 14, 15, she would take me with her because I couldn't go by myself. I would just be on the elliptical, but my mom would get on the scale in the gym bathroom right before going in, and she would step on the scale and she would sigh and get off and like be really upset with herself. Keep in mind, my mother is literally 130 pounds soaking wet, and I've always been above 150 pounds. I've been the thicker one in the family, you would say. So I would do the same exact thing. I would jump on the scale and be like, oh dang. And then after being on the elliptical for 45 minutes, we would get on the scale again and see where we're at after, you know, being in the gym for 45 minutes. Looking back on it now, this is extremely, extremely unhealthy behavior. Nobody ever do this. Please do not get on a scale right when you walk in the gym. And definitely do not get on a scale right when you leave the gym. None of that's going to matter. All of that is just like water weight. In high school, I would weigh myself 3, 4, 5 times a day. I would write down the time. I would write how much I weighed. I was extremely obsessed with my weight in high school. Got down to a size 0 at one point just because I did a crazy amount of cardio, wasn't really eating. And I really let the scale affect my emotions. I would get on the scale. If it was lower, I would be so excited, so elated, like, I'm gonna have the best freaking day of my life. Well, if I got on the scale and I saw it move up a little, I would just, like, have a total meltdown. And letting a scale, something that sits on our bathroom floor, take over my emotions and have that much power over me is incredibly unhealthy. So my advice to you is, if you have a scale, weigh yourself once a month, max once every 2 weeks. Other than that, throw that shit out. You don't need it. You do not need it. You have better luck having one pair of jeans that you keep trying on to see if they still fit. You got better luck using a measuring tape and seeing the inches you lost, because honestly, weight is not going to matter at all. I've been 160 pounds at a size 8, and I've been 160 pounds at a size 6, you know? It doesn't really matter when it comes to the number. Because, like, if you just look at the number, all it's going to do is cause you stress. It's usually water, weight, it has to do with your stress, what you ate the night before, what your digestive tract is like, how much water you drank that week. Like, there's so many different factors that looking at the number literally means nothing. This is also not telling you to go get a measuring tape and measure yourself all the time. But if you're like, okay, I kind of want to see what my weight's at, then I would recommend once every 2 weeks or once a month. Other than that, all the other factors, including water, eating, stress, your lifestyle, are things you really should be worried about. You do not want to look at the scale. And the moment I stopped getting on the scale was freaking amazing. I was using my scale 2 years ago because I had a health coach, because my metabolism was crashing and I could tell I was holding a lot of weight in my gut and I couldn't figure out what was going on. So she had me get on the scale, and she wanted me to get on every day, which I would not recommend. But I realized after a while I was picking up these old habits again from high school of like, oh my god, like I'm staring at this thing, it is really controlling my everyday life emotions, and that's extremely unhealthy. So after I stopped working with her, I was like, screw this, I'm throwing this thing out, I'm throwing the macros out, all of it. And I have never looked any better. But that's like a whole other subject that I can dive into. But seriously, do not look at the scale. It is not worth it. There's so many other factors that are contributing to that number. It, you know, fluctuating. So yeah, trying to think if I have anything else in terms of, oh, so a couple of things when it comes to the weight on the scale. Because you want to look at it, right? And you're like, okay, well, if now you're saying weigh myself once a month, what am I supposed to do with this number? Well, you need to be honest with yourself. Was this past year really difficult for you? Did life throw you a bunch of crazy stuff at you and your weight's kind of gone up? Then it's probably stress, honestly. Have you been keeping your word and actually doing what you're saying you're doing? Are you hitting all your workouts? Are you eating the foods you say you're going to commit to? And if the scale's not moving, it's a good way to be like, okay, where else am I not holding myself accountable? But it's not the only thing. It is, I would say this, the number on the scale is a good factor and another way to kind of see where you're at. But it, you have to factor it in with everything else. You cannot let it be the highest priority, like the only thing that you're holding yourself to. That's the problem a lot of women do, is they hold the number really high up and say, this is the only thing that matters. This is the only thing that needs to change. And they don't look at any of the other factors. My best friend just moved to a different state, started a whole new job. And she was honest about like, hey, I'm not really happy with my body, but also, you know, heard from her healthcare providers and stuff like, but you did all these huge life-changing events. You moved to a whole different area with a whole different kind of food chain and everything. And you just have to be a little more kinder to yourself. And if you have put on weight because so many life factors are changing, especially with COVID happening and all the gyms are shutting down, we just really need to be kinder to ourselves. Because honestly, that may be where your weight gain came from. And you probably just need to give your body a little more loving, give yourself a little more loving, you know, be kinder to yourself, meditate, spend time with yourself instead of getting all freaked out by the scale. So those would be my pieces of advice. Be honest with yourself, but don't beat yourself up, and be kinder to yourself. Other than that, thank you so much for listening. You can check out more of these podcasts that are linked to my website at masteringmindconnection.com. And I hope you have a freaking awesome day. Bye-bye. Thanks.